The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings, everyone. I am your host, the Monty Man, on this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorial, which is entitled Self-Acceptance. Now, I'm reading from Dr. Alan Berger's book, 12 Essential Insights for Emotional Sobriety, Getting Your Recovery Unstuck. Now, Dr. Berger says that acceptance comes in two types: acceptance of the world as it is, and more specifically, acceptance of who we are as individuals. Yes. Well, acceptance is one of the big ideas in recovery, right? This is one of the great challenges we face, accepting that life is what it is. And when we struggle with addiction, we struggle with the idea that we are powerless, not just over our capacity to use or not use some substance. We struggle with our powerlessness over everything around us, too. Much of our work in recovery and in achieving emotional sobriety involves letting go of our crazy making desire to control everything. We have to accept the world on its own terms. Listen, self-acceptance is a special flavor of acceptance. It is all about understanding who we are at our truest moments, accepting all that we are, the good, the bad, yes, and the ugly. It's about understanding our strengths and weaknesses and acting in accord with both of them. This is a tough job. Admitting our powerlessness is the start of self-acceptance because it forces us to accept that we can't control our addictive behaviors and that our lives have indeed become unmanageable. Well, accepting that our lives have become unmanageable reaches far beyond the impact of our addiction. It speaks to the fact that we have created a foundation for our lives that just doesn't work. A foundation that is fragile and creates an unmanageable life. A foundation built upon emotional dependence. You see, when we accept that our problems are of our own making and that we have built our lives upon a shaky foundation, we can begin the process of real change. So, self-acceptance is the foundation for solid recovery. Without self-acceptance, there can be no change, no honesty, no physical sobriety, and no emotional sobriety. Self-acceptance is the basis for having a nourishing relationship with ourselves. And when we accept ourselves, we become our own ally. We are on our side of the struggle because we accept ourselves as we are, not as our false self tells us we should be. Self-acceptance means we can shed the extra pressures of the shoulds that constitute our false self. If we lack self-acceptance, we are not on our side. Then it will be hard to support our recovery. It will be easy to give in to the addict self when it pressures us to drink or use again. But when we are on our own side, we protect ourselves and we honor our integrity. Is there something today that you are not accepting about you? It's something to think about. Our closing song is by our good friend, Mr. Brian Duncan. It's entitled, Things Are Gonna Change. Here's Brian.
Night, I know, because of how things have been, and tell
Brian Duncan. For more of his great positive music, visit his website at brianduncan.com. That's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. All right. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man encouraging you that if you enjoy what we produce here at Take 12 Recovery Radio, won't you let us know? Just drop us an email at take12radio@comcast.net. That's T-A-K-E, the number 12, radio, at comcast.net. And don't forget, you can subscribe for fun and for free to all of our recovery shows at take12radio.com on your internet dial. Until next time, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.